Today on EPP 213 of Real Ghost Stories Online, a mother never leaves her son's side, even though she passed away many years ago. Working the graveyard shift in an old hotel brings more than just a paycheck to one person's life. Also, his spirit makes itself known by destructing one woman's closet. Those stories and more in EPP 213 of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, and this is the preview episode of EPP 213 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. This week's EPP bonus episode packed with some great ghost stories. Very interesting tales like you heard in the headlines there. Objects that just disappear, then reappear with, in this case, the help of an animal. If you like animal stories, you're definitely going to enjoy that story. Also, a mother that never really leaves her son's side. In fact, we're going to take a preview of that here in just a second and get a good chunk of that story in on this preview episode. If you want to hear the entire thing, the entire episode 213 of Real Ghost Stories Online, you need to become an EPP, extra podcast person, on our website at ghostpodcast.com. For $5 a month, you not only get brand new EPP bonus episodes every single week, you also get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes that we release throughout the week as well. These are episodes that have not gone public yet. They go public in a couple of weeks. You get to hear them before anybody else. And the perk of that, they're commercial free as well. So you don't have the ads in there. It's a nice extra perk of being an EPP, extra podcast person. And only $5 a month. You can do it at ghostpodcast.com or through our Patreon page, the link there as well at ghostpodcast.com. Let's take a listen to one of these stories you're going to hear in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yeah, I just happened upon your show, and I thought you might be interested in my ghost story. Maybe you might want to share it with your audience one day. It takes place early. It's a backstory here in 1943. Lived in San Francisco at the time, and my childhood was kind of a little bit dysfunctional. Archie Bunker, the Honeymooners, and not holding punch type environment between parents. And it was like that until 1957, when we relocated into a new home in a small community of Gilroy, California. Soon after I graduated from high school in 1958 through 1960. I just went from job to job until I joined the service. And when I retired in 1980, the family decided they would love to have me become co-owner in the property they had purchased back in 1957. I was a little reluctant, but I went ahead anyway and lived separately in another community near the town and checked on my parents periodically. And it wasn't until my mother had passed away that I decided to move in with my stepfather, who adopted me when I was 35, me being his sole survivor, when he would soon pass away after my mother had gone on. But while he was still alive and I lived with him, it was very uncomfortable. So we didn't speak very much. But one of the few conversations I recall, he had mentioned that the place was extremely evil. And in my back mind, I remember I made a sarcastic thought, realizing that if it was, it was because of the decades of turmoil that was unfortunate between him and my mother to the end. And so we went our separate ways. I was purchased out of it by a family member, but soon after he passed away, I, being his only heir, I found myself living back in the house. And I decided to buy out the other family member and have the home to myself. I felt comfortable there because I knew my mother had sacrificed a great deal. She lived there, and I felt kind of close to her. She had her garden and everything, so I maintained the property until I decided that, you know what, I don't like living alone, so I went and got myself a girlfriend. As soon as she came in the house for the first time, she sat in the living room, which was dark because I hadn't installed any lighting in the living room at the time. The only light that came in was from the patio double doors and the kitchen window. And so in the dim light, we were sitting conversing about what we might do with the house and maybe overhaul or renovate it or do something. And all of a sudden, sitting on the couch at a right angle to me, she got startled. She says, "Oh, my hair on my arms are standing up. I got goosebumps all over me." And I said, "What?" She says, "Oh my God, look." And she pointed toward the cushion next to her on the couch, and it sunk in like it would with somebody sitting there. And it sunk way down. And I went, "Whoa, what's up?" So she got up and she was startled, and I says, "Oh, that's probably just an air cushion or something. Just, you know, I pass it on as not being anything serious." But soon after she moved in, strange things began to happen. And among the things that occurred, sometimes we would be woken up in the middle of the night and the TV would be playing. My mother loved the old San Jose Mexican channels where she could listen to her Mexican music. And I would have to get up in the middle of the night and turn the TV off. But one particular night, I decided, you know, I've had enough of this. And I unplugged the TV. And sure enough, right around midnight, when I was sound asleep, it would go off. And that particular night, I decided to move the TV. It unplugged itself, but it was still playing. It was one of these old TV icebox, big model, metro, you know, Zenith TVs that weighed 2 tons, and it was unplugged and it was still playing, you know, the mariachis. And I said, "Oh my God." So I stuck it in the patio and it shut down. That was the first of many, many events that followed the next 2 or 3 years that I lived there off and on with my girlfriend. But one in particular was that the heating system went out. And it was one of these little units that heated the whole 3-bedroom house. It was a ranch-style house on the corner. And this repair air conditioner heater truck drove up, and the man got out, introduced himself, and said, "Show me where the unit thermostat housing is located, and I'll check it out." Well, it just happened to be next to the bedroom my mother used for storage. And I hadn't emptied the storage after she had passed away. It had been sitting there for a year or so. I just didn't want to go in there and start hauling stuff out. It was just so much. She had it like she was a hoarder all the way to the top of the ceiling. This one bedroom. But I always kept it open because I wanted to air it out. Well, the repairman who went next to the heater closet, I heard him moving his tools. I was in the kitchen at the time. And all of a sudden, he hadn't been there more than maybe 5 minutes. I heard a bang, boom, shouting and yelling, and he didn't even say, "Hello, how are you? This is your bill. I fixed it." He just went out the front door, tools falling everywhere. He didn't come back to pick some of them up, got in his van and took off, and I never heard from the guy again.
There you go. That's our preview of this week's EPP bonus episode. To hear the rest of that story, and there's more than half to hear, become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or through our Patreon site. The link is at ghostpodcast.com to go there. $5 a month, get access to this episode and all 213 bonus episodes and every single advanced episode of our program. As we make them, you get them. Your support keeps Real Ghost Stories online on the air. If you like the show, please do support it at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.